Exclusive: Michael Savage blasts neo-Soviet attempt to silence him by fact-checking group. By Joshua Klein on February 27, 2023. Following the latest neo-Soviet reported attempt to silence him by a fact-checking organization, conservative radio legend Michael Savage slammed the group founded by left-wing media activists, accusing it of trying to destroy right-wing views and control the narrative completely. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Friday, conservative radio host and best-selling author Michael Savage responded to recent attempts by NewsGuard, a company that claims to track online misinformation, to directly pressure his ad agency to drop his podcast. In an email to Savage's advertising agency, the group highlighted his podcasts discussing the COVID vaccine as well as climate change, sending reams of articles contrary to his stated positions. As you well know, NewsGuard is in bed with Big Pharma and funded by Big Pharma through third parties, he said. Don't they know better? Don't these people understand that they're now the new Soviets? He asked. They don't. It's money, just money. Savage called the letter a legal error in that it was a form of interference with his economic advantage, given the group avoided turning to him with questions prior to approaching his advertising agency directly. In a court of law, that's an actionable offense, he noted. He also referenced a report describing the group's purpose, funding sources, and ties to the U.S. government as well as neoconservatives and powerful moneyed interests, all of whom are working overtime since the 2016 election to silence dissent to American forever wars and corporate-led oligarchy. Breitbart News previously reported on the federal government/deep state's vested interest in advancing internet censorship, sometimes described as tackling misinformation, with the Department of Defense, DOD, awarding NewsGuard Technologies a $750,000 contract for the organization's Misinformation Fingerprints Project, which entailed creating a catalog of known hoaxes, falsehoods and misinformation narratives that are spreading online. NewsGuard has a track record of giving negative ratings to conservative-leaning publications while giving a positive green rating to establishment media outlets with a track record of publishing hoaxes, like Rolling Stone magazine. The purportedly nonpartisan group also partnered with a major teachers' union to teach kids how to spot misinformation. In response, Representative Jim Banks, RN, a member of the House Armed Services Committee and former chairman of the influential Republican Study Committee, penned a letter to U.S. Cyber Command head General Paul M. Nakasone, giving notice that it should preserve documents related to the DOD's decision, arguing the Pentagon's contract amounted to using taxpayer money to suppress political speech while calling it un-American and an abuse of taxpayer dollars. Noting NewsGuard's extreme partisan bias, Rep. Banks wrote, "Restoring political neutrality to the Department of Defense will remain a priority for me during the 118th Congress." Describing the group's actions as an attempt at creating a neo-Soviet America, Savage took aim at the DOD's unbelievable contract with NewsGuard, charging that its efforts to stop Russian disinformation actually saw them stop American information. The only question is, the Latin phrase, qui custodiat ipsos custodis, who will guard the guards themselves? He asked. Claiming the watchdog is not a real fact-checking group, Savage accused it of trying to control the narrative completely. They are a continuation in my estimation of George Soros organizations such as Media Matters, he said. They're really no different. He also accused the leftist attack group of doing the dirty work for the U.S. government and for Big Pharma by attacking anyone who diverts from their party line. Savage went on to explain the grave threat posed by such groups, pointing to many people who went along with Stalin simply for the power and the power they gained. No one cares about ethics or morals at that point. At a certain point, it's all about power, he said. So this is a power play. They don't really care what the effects are on the American people or on truth. There is no truth, in their eyes. There's only greed and more greed. And I would say that they have larceny in their hearts, he added. He also questioned their self-proclaimed title as liberals given their aim to crush dissenting opinion, and call it a national security threat. Savage elaborated on the dangers of such excessive power and control. We all know the guillotine was used against the counter-revolutionaries and Madame Therese Defarge had a list of people who were to have their heads cut off. Well, eventually they ran out of heads to cut off. There weren't enough counter-revolutionaries, he said. The guillotine is a very thirsty instrument of death. It always wants more blood, he added. Until eventually there are no heads to chop off anymore, and then the revolution ends. On Thursday, Savage explained how the leftist mob was seeking his cancellation, as he accused NewsGuard of escalating their attempts to a new level while pretending to be a guardian of the truth and fact-checkers despite being employed by big tech and a dispenser of misinformation. They're trying to suppress free speech, and they've been attacking me, he said, highlighting the group's approval of left-wing media outlets such as the New York Times, Louisiana Times, CNN, Democracy Now!, Mother Jones, owned by the most fanatical losers in the world, and Media Matters. Meanwhile, NewsGuard regards right-wing outlets, such as The Federalists, The Epoch Times, Breitbart, Fox News, Prager University, and now Michael Savage as bad. They're trying to destroy us, Savage exclaimed, pointing to the new method of approaching advertising agencies in order to destroy podcasts, as opposed to going after individual advertisers. Despite the group's attempts to silence him, Savage assured his listeners he would survive. In October, Libsyn advertised Cast, the industry's premier podcast advertising marketplace, renewed its exclusive partnership with The Michael Savage Show, hosted by the conservative radio talk show legend and number one New York Times bestselling author. Savage rose to the heights of talk radio and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2016 and has been syndicated on over 300 stations across the U.S. The Savage Nation radio show host gained a sizable audience over the years, with his current podcast landing in the top 2% nationally, with hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode. In his years on radio, Savage earned various accolades, including Radio Legend, Radio Rockstar, and Talk Radio Kingpin. His mantra, culture, language, borders, has been credited with having set the stage for the political rise of former President Donald Trump. The Savage Nation podcast can be heard on Apple and all podcast services. Listeners and fans can visit Savage's website, MikhailSavage.com, to stay up to date on his activities, schedule, news, and insights. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.